This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kyrgyzstan's president on Friday rejected calls for talks with protesters after days of unprecedented unrest, vowing to destroy so-called armed bandits and authorizing his forces to shoot to kill without warning. In a hardline address to the nation, Kasym Jomart Tokayev also gave, quote, special thanks to Russian President Vladimir Putin after a Moscow-led military alliance sent troops to Kazakhstan to help quell the unrest. Tokayev said order had mostly been restored across the country after protests this week over fuel prices escalated into widespread violence. Quote, terrorists continue to damage property and use weapons against civilians. I have given the order to law enforcement to shoot to kill without warning, Tokayev said in his third televised address this week. Long seen as one of the most stable of the ex-Soviet republics of Central Asia, energy-rich Kazakhstan is facing its biggest crisis in decades. The violence erupted late Tuesday when police fired tear gas and stun grenades at thousand-strong protests in Almaty. The next day, protesters stormed government buildings, including the city administration headquarters and presidential residence, setting them ablaze. The Interior Ministry said 26, quote, armed criminals had been killed in the unrest. It said 18 security officers had been killed and more than 740 wounded and more than 3,800 people detained. The numbers could not be independently verified, and there was no official information about casualties among civilian bystanders. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Omicron-driven surge in the U.S. COVID-19 cases has likely not topped out yet, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Friday, as schools, hospitals, and businesses struggle with rising caseloads. Quote, I don't believe we've seen the peak yet here in the United States, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told NBC Television. Health officials have urged Americans not to get complacent in the face of the highly transmissible variant, noting that even if it turns out to induce milder disease, the fact that it is more contagious means a higher volume of cases, including more severe ones. The United States reported 662,000 new COVID cases on Thursday, the fourth highest daily U.S. total ever recorded, and just 3 days after a record of nearly 1 million cases was reported. The Taliban's deputy prime minister on Friday urged the global community to offer support to Afghan people without any political bias as the country faces a major humanitarian crisis. Quote, in various places right now, people do not have food, accommodation, warm clothes, or money, Abdul Ghani Bardar said in a video message released by state media. Snow has blanketed most of central and northern Afghanistan in recent days, while flooding has affected parts of the south. Bardar said the weather had worsened the plight of the Afghan people, adding that the Taliban were prepared to help with the distribution of international aid across the country. Since the Taliban seized control of Afghanistan in mid-August, billions of dollars in aid and assets have been frozen by the international community. Global aid agencies have warned that more than half of Afghanistan's 38 million people are expected to face hunger with inflation and unemployment surging. Tennis world number one Novak Djokovic spent Orthodox Christmas in Australian immigration detention on Friday as his lawyers fight a government decision to remove him from the country. Officials said two other players who entered Australia under the same exemption initially granted to the Serbian were also under investigation. Border officials detained Djokovic at Melbourne's airport when he arrived on Wednesday and revoked a visa granted on the basis of a medical exemption from Australia's strict COVID-19 vaccination requirements. Djokovic's lawyers have successfully scrambled for legal approval for him to remain until a full court hearing against the federal government on Monday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.